Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of the Anointed One, Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if in fact you have heard of the grace of God which was granted to me to dispense to you, am writing to say that this divine mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I already wrote before in few words. When you read what I wrote, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of the Anointed One, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, but has now been revealed to his holy sent ones and prophets through the Spirit. It is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise in the Anointed One, Jesus, through the Good News message. This is the message of which I was made a servant according to the gift of that grace of God which was given me through the operation of his power. This grace was given to me, who am less than the least of all those set apart for God, in order to proclaim among the nations the spiritual riches of the Anointed One which are beyond human comprehension, and to make all men understand God's plans, i.e., our participation in this secret purpose which for ages had been kept hidden in God who created all things. This is being done with the intention that now the multifaceted wisdom of God would be made known to the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places through the called out ones. This is according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in the Anointed One, Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access to the Father through our faith in him. Therefore, I ask you not to become faint-hearted because of my sufferings, which are for your sake, which really are for your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, from whom every part of his family, both in the heavens and on the earth, take its name. I pray that he would grant you, according to the abundance of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inward spiritual man. I pray that the Anointed One would make his home in your hearts through faith, for the purpose that you, being rooted and grounded in his love, would be able to understand with all those set apart for God what is the width and length and height and depth, and to know the love of the Anointed One, which exceeds human knowledge, so that you could be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do superabundantly beyond all that we ask or imagine, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the gathering of the called out ones, and in the Anointed One, Jesus, for all generations, even for the ages of the ages. Amen. This is the end of Ephesians chapter 3. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.